morning. We are going to finish the first parak of Tamura, God willing, this morning, and we will start the second parak of Tamura. The end of the first parak that we nearly finished yesterday took us from a Mishnah. A Mishnah back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's daf is daf Yudalid. Today, the Mishnah yesterday on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph spoke about what isn't subject to Tamura, what cannot be affected through Tamura. So the Mishnah says that an oaf and a mincha, birds and menachos cannot be effectuated through Tamura. Pasuk only describes regarding behema. The Torah says, lo yachlif enav lo yamir, only an individual can do so, not a community, not a communal offering, not an offering by partnership. And finally, bedek habayis. Something is just kedushas damim, kedushas bedek habayis, so it cannot be effectuated through Tamura. Yesterday we had a long sequence between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi, where exactly these halachas come from, right? Is it coming from the Yamir? Is it coming from the connection between Tamura and the mitzvah of Maaser Behema? You'll remember yesterday at the end of the daf was a little bit complex because the Gemara, according to Rabbi, tried to give a new understanding in terms of why the mitzvah of Tamura is juxtaposed right next to the mitzvah of Maaser Behema. And if you remember, we threw around terms yesterday like Tamura Shmo versus Tamura's Gufo, where in the world of Maaser Behema, you have like a quasi-Tamura. It's not real Tamura. It's not substituting one animal for another. But when number 9 comes out and I call it number 10, that's like a form of Tamura. It's not Tamura's Gufo. It's not actually Tamura, but it's Tamura Shmo. By name, it's Tamura. Okay, and okay, so that's the topics that we covered over the course of yesterday. We're continuing along. We're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting last short line of the page. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LaRav LaRabbi Shimon Amar Davar Haba Bechova Sola Chova He Da Avda Tamura Ha Ola Sadavalo. So one of the things that was mentioned by Rabbi Shimon is that something where it comes by Chova is subject to Tamura. So, but the Gemara says, but that doesn't make sense. What do you mean? If it's just an Adava, if it's just a voluntary offering, it's not subject to Tamura. Amalei, Ola Sadava Nami, Kim to Kabbalah, Abda Tamura. So the Gemara says, of course that's not true. In other words, by a Ola, doesn't matter whether it's an obligation, whether it doesn't matter whether it's an Adava, both are subject to being Tamura, becoming Tamura. So Ola Haba Minam Osara. So the Gemara says, what we're discussing is an Ola that came vis-a-vis Mosaras. What does that mean, Mosaras? Meaning that you had an Asham, and you didn't need it, right? Can come up with a number of scenarios where we had an asham, you didn't need it. Whatever the case is, you had an asham, you didn't need it. What happens to that asham? So it gets consigned. Now, you'll remember, we talked about this not that long ago. I'd say about 5 days ago, Daf Tes. We talked about what happens when the asham becomes consigned. But the simple shot for now is that once it becomes consigned, so it's an ola. So, el ola, abam and amasaras. Micah Safas of the Gemara says, well, let's be clear. Why can that not be offered as subject to Tamura? So Ika Savala Kamandamar Mosaras Nadavit Sibar Azleib Shita. So the Gemara says, well, when it's consigned to an Ola, what kind of Ola is it consigned to? Ola Sibor? We already know, we've established that a communal offering is not subject to Tamura. Elab Shita Dola Abda Tamura. Ha ain't Tamur but Sibor. The Gemara says that we already knew. Okay, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that when you consign an asham, I don't need the carbon asham, and I consign it, so it gets converted over to an ola, not ola tzibur, but rather ola tziyachid. So man sham alei svara belazar. So the Gemara says, now who is of that opinion? That opinion belongs to Rabbi Eliezer. Hashem and lebehezer davde tamur detanya. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I know specifically that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that such an animal subject to Tamura can affect Tamura. Detanya ola haba min amasaras osa Tamura. Div Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, I'm telling you, Rabbi Eliezer says that such an animal, a carbon that started as an asham, consigned to a ola because for whatever reason you didn't need it, that animal can affect Tamura. So what you're doing now is you're basically aligning Rabbi Shimon with Rabbi Eliezer, but the problem is Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that such an animal can affect a Tamura. So Rabbi Shimon, Sava la kavasa bechada, pa la gala bechada. The Rabbi Eliezer, Sava, ola haba mina masar sosa tamura, vi yu sava eno sa tamura. So the Gemara says, okay, so Rabbi Shimon, does agree to Rabbi Eliezer, but on a very limited basis. He agrees in terms of what the nitak is, meaning it will be consigned to an ola, not an ola sibra, but an ola yachid. He agrees to that point, but where he disagrees on is whether or not it can affect a tamura. Rabbi Eliezer says it can, and Rabbi Shimon says it cannot. Okay, I hachi. If all this is correct, what we're saying, so Dabai Rabbi Avin, so then we're going to go back to Daf Tes. Okay, now I missed Daf Tes. No, I didn't miss it, but I wasn't here when Daf Tes was said. But okay, you don't usually get a chance to make it up in the Daf Yomi until 7.5 years later, and now I'm less than a week later, and I get to make it up. Dabai Rabbi Avin, because Rabbi Avin inquired regarding the following scenario. Here for Shashlam is Kaprabo. So what happened is that you were separated in Asham in order to receive a kapara. Vehemer bo, v'niskapir ba'asham acher, v'nitak zeh la'olam. So the Gemara says, and what you did is you affected Tamura with this animal, and then it turns out that you didn't need this animal because you lost it, you designated another one in its place, and so now it gets consigned, to an olam, ma'hu shiachzer v'yamir bo. So over here now, question is this the same carbon or is this a totally new carbon, right? Remember we had this question, we discussed this past Shabbos. Is it a new carbon or is it consigned to a, I'm sorry, is it? Do we look at it as a new carbon or is it the same old carbon? So Aliba Daman, so the Gemara says, now let's think about this because we just got finished discussing what becomes of an Ashim that's consigned to an Ola. Can I make it a tumor or can I not? Now we know, now that we did Yud Gimel Midbeis, it's a machlokus. Machlokus between the Tanayim. So this question that Rabbi Abin is posing, and he's an Amora, but we didn't get the background. But now we have background information. We now know that it's a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. To review, Rabbi Eliezer says that if I have an Asham Hanitak La'ola, carbon Asham that gets consigned to an Ola, so Rabbi Eliezer says it can affect a tumor. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it cannot affect a tamura. So that's our background information, which quite honestly, we didn't have back on Daf Tes. Meaning we kind of asked a question. We kind of played around with the question without knowing this background information. But now we're wiser. Now that we have the background information, so when Rabbi Avin is asking this question, on behalf of whom is he asking this question? Ilei maliba de Rabbi Shimon, hamad Rabbi Shimon, svirlei ola haba min amasaros enosa tamura. The question doesn't even get off the ground according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that such an animal cannot affect a tamura. So you're not even, the question's not even appropriate. It's not relevant. N.A., not applicable. So Rabbi Avin hachikami ba'ilei. So the Gemara says, okay. So here's, when Rabbi Avin was asking this question, here's how he was throwing out the question. E mishkachas tana dekaika Rabbi Shimon damre eim amirin v'choz amirin. So your starting point for the question is, find me a Tana who agrees with Rabbi Shimon that tomorrow is only a one-shot opportunity, like Rabbi Shimon. And you'll remember, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim. That you can be Meimer Choser Umeimer. You can keep drawing from the well and do tomorrow again and again and again with the original animal. Okay, so your starting point is, find me a Tana who agrees with Rabbi Shimon. V'sir Lake Rabbi Elazar Damar Ola Habam and Amasar Sosa tomorrow. And then that Tana, whoever he may be, also will have to agree with Rabbi Eliezer that that a consigned carbon ola, meaning it started as an asham and got consigned to an ola, such an animal can affect tamura like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, ma'u shiachzer v'yamir bo b'shnei gedushim u'kedusha achas mai. So now I'm going to ask the question, meaning what if it transpires in two bodies, but one kedusha? V'imtim salam or kedusha achas ela shtei kedushos v'guf achad mai, or the other way around, two kedushos in one body. Meaning, going back to Daf Tes, we're asking basically, does the animal refresh? Does it refresh if it's one kedusha that occurs in two bodies, or if it's two kedushas, two separate karbanos occurring in one body? What? Two kedushas in one body? Yeah, like we just discussed. Meaning it started as an ola, I affected tamura with it as an ola, and then it got consigned to an asham. Now that it got consigned to an asham, so do I view it now as a totally new carbon, even though same animal? Okay, that's the question, but Rabbi Avin can only ask this question If I find the Tana who A, agrees with Rabbi Shimon, that only it's a one-shot deal, and B, like Rabbi Eliezer, that an animal that went from an Ola to a Ash, I'm sorry, from an Ashim to an Ola, can in fact be affected with the Temura. Okay, Hadron Alacha Kol Meimirin, and that is the end of the first parak of Temura. Right. We're not resolving the question. All we're doing is just clarifying how can you even ask that question. That's the only thing the Gemara accomplished in those lines. Okay. We now begin the second parak of Temura. Say second parak of Temura, more basic information regarding the act of being Meimer, substituting. And yesh b'kabanas yachin shem b'kabanas sibur, v'yesh b'kabanas sibur shem b'kabanas yachin. Comparing and contrasting, right? One of the things that the Mishnayos enjoy doing a lot, and that is to just basically share and contrast where things are similar and where they're different. And here we're comparing and contrasting an individual karban versus a communal karban. Okay? Yesh b'kabanas yachin shem b'kabanas sibur, v'yesh b'kabanas sibur shem b'kabanas yachin, sh'kabanas yachin. So rule number one, which is why this is found in Temura, beginning of the second parak, and that is, I can't affect Temura with a carbon sibur, only with a carbon yachid. How do I know that? We go back to what we said yesterday. Either we learn it out from the word yamir, or because it's connected to Maisa Behema, however you want to say it, it only works by an individual carbon. So by the communal carbon, I don't know who's going to be the representative, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. If he tries to affect Temura through a carbon sibur, it will not work. Okay. Carbon sibur osin Temura, carbon yachid, I'm sorry. The ain carbon sibur osin Temura. Carbon yachid, no hegis bein bezacharim, bein benekevos. As far as an individual carbon is concerned, male or female. Meaning, I'll give it a simple example. Shlamim. Right? I want to bring a carbon shlamim. So does the animal have to be male? No. Does the animal have to be female? No. Could go either way. Now, when it comes to carbon sibur only comes from male animals, right? Think about it. It's always, first of all, most of your carbon siburs are going to be olas, right? That's number one, right? Your tamid, broad daily, twice, morning, afternoon. Okay, that's a carbon sibur, that's an ola. On yontif, most of your musafs are ola. Okay, there is a chatas that's brought by the community, right? That's going to be a male as well, right? The sir echad lazazel. No, I'm sorry. Sir echad lachatas, right? One, right, chatas that's brought in Rosh Chodesh. So why is a chatas brought in Rosh Chodesh? We saw that back in Shavuos, right? So back in Shavuos, we talked about why chatas is brought on Rosh Chodesh. But anyway, it's male. All the communal karbanos are male. There is one shlamim brought by the community, right, on Shavuos, that's male. Okay, fine. So it's a rule. It's a rule without exceptions. Can you believe it? Right? No. I don't think the genetics are different, but it's a rule. It's a rule without exception. All communal karbanos are male, but individual karbanos could either be male or female. Karbanas yachid chayav ma'achrayus of achrayus nischayim. Now, as far as the carbon yachid is concerned, so if you're on the hook for a carbon yachid, for an individual carbon, so you're on the hook. Liability. If you fail to bring the carbon, or if you brought the carbon, but for whatever reason it wasn't brought, you gotta go back to into your pocket, take out money, and buy a new carbon, meaning personal liability. Karbanas sibrein chayav ma'achrayus and v'lo ba'achrayus nischayim. Interesting, by carbon sibur, no. Meaning by carbon sibur, if you fail to bring a carbon sibur, do you need to make it up? No. Interesting. It's done. It's over.
But it's more time dependent, though. That's the thing.
Perfect. I mean, that's really, meaning the Mishnah will say this in just a moment, but really carbon sibur is on the clock. Yeah, it's on the clock. Avachayam v'achrius nischayim mishakar hazavach. Now, the Mishnah says that the same thing is generally true by nesachim. Nesachim, of course, are the libations, right? The wine, oil, and flour that come together with every carbon. So by an individual, I bring my carbon, I got to bring my nesachim. I'm on the hook for both. By a tzibur, if I fail to bring my carbon, so then, again, it's not good, it's bad, but there's no personal liability. There's no communal liability, meaning it's over. Avrez mano, batal carbono, right? It's done. too late. But, and the Nesachim, same story, meaning I don't have to bring them. But says the Mishnah, if I brought the carbon seabor in its correct time, I'm on the hook for the Nesachim. Even if I don't bring it today, I'll bring it tomorrow, 10 days from now. Meaning once the carbon seabor is brought, the Nesachim you're on the hook for. Yesh b'karbon seabor, masha ein b'karbon yachid. Now let's go the other way around. Things that you'll find by carbon seabor that you won't find by carbon yachid. Karbon seabor, dochen es ha-shabbos, ves ha-tumah. Okay, a carbon seabor. You violate Shabbos for carbon seabor, right? Start off with an easy example. Carbon tamid. Carbon tamid is daily. Shabbos comes along, you bring the carbon tamid. Okay? But that's not just true by the carbon tamid, it's true by any carbon seabor. It's doches a Shabbos, it overrides the Shabbos. The es ha-tumah and also tumah as well. If the majority of the Jewish people are tamay, so you bring a carbon seabor. Individual carbon you can't bring. Carbon seabor, however, you can bring. And with the noted the prototype of where you can bring a carbon betuma, carbon seabor betuma, Pesach. Pesach is where, if the majority of the Jewish people are tamay, you bring carbon Pesach in a state of tuma. But this is not true by an individual carbon. You don't bring it on Shabbos, and you don't bring it in a state of tuma. Amar Meir Valoch Chavite Kohen Gadol Upharshal Yom Kippurim Karbanas Yachin Hein V'Dochin Es Shabbos V'Es Tuma. Now Rav Meir says to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, you're wrong. Meaning, what are you wrong about? You're wrong about the way you're looking at it, at everything. You think the dividing line over here is communal versus individual. That's not right. Rav Meir says, I know it's not right. Because I'm going to give you two examples of karban prati, private karbanos, that override Shabbos and override Tumah. What are the two examples? Chavite Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol daily has to bring a mincha. It's called the chavitin because it's fried, flat. And half of it is brought in the morning, half of it is brought in the afternoon. And the par and Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol brings a par and Yom Kippur, a bull on Yom Kippur, and that's also prati. It's private. That doesn't come from communal money. It comes out of the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. And meanwhile, obviously, it overrides Yom Kippur. And if Yom Kippur coincides with Shabbos, it's going to override that as well. So Rav Meir says, look, I just gave you two examples of a carbon that's an individual carbon that overrides Shabbos and overrides Tumah. So your division between Seber versus Yachid, that's not the right division, right? Perfect. Okay. I was about to make that point, but you beat me to it. Elish is mano kavua. But Rav Meir says, you know what it's all about? It's all about kviyas hazman. Meaning that if the Torah gives you a date and says, here's the date that you have to bring it, so then you bring it on that date, regardless of when that date occurs. That date occurs on a Thursday, you bring it. That date occurs on a Shabbos, you bring it. Meaning it has nothing to do with Seber versus Yachid. It has to do with Kviyas Man, which is basically what you were saying. Okay, good. Now, right, obviously, the Mishnah stops over here, meaning, like, we'd like a little give and take. Meaning, obviously, the Chachamim knew this, right? And the Chachamim still disagree with Rav Meir. And Hedy, I guess the Chachamim would say exactly what you just said. Meaning that those two examples that you just gave are offered by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not just a person, right? He's a symbol. He's Kohen Gadol. In other words, it could be that he's a representative of the entire Jewish people. So in a non-legal way, you could say that he's also Tzibor. Right. Even though he can't dip into the communal money. He still has to go into his own pocket and take the money out of his own pocket. But still, as an individual, he's not an individual. He represents the entire Jewish people. Okay. Karban Yachid Ose Temura. Uchlalahu. Now, the Mishnah says something like just definitive, which is that an individual karban can affect Temura. That's not always true. Uchlalahu, right? The Mishnah is giving us a very blanket rule, but it's not correct. Hari Ofas, the Karban Yachid Ve'enosa Temura. So the Gemara says, what about birds? Which we just learned in yesterday's daf, birds cannot affect Temura. And individuals can bring birds. So Ki Katani Bebehema Katani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but our Mishnah is only talking about animals. Vare Vlad, the Karban Yachid Hu Ve'enosa Temura. The Gemara says, what about Vlad? The offspring of a Karban, which is Karban, which is an animal, and you can't affect a tumor with a vlad, with an offspring, like we learned in yesterday's daf. Amani Rav Yehuda Hidamar Avlad Osa Tumura. Maybe our Mishnah agrees with Rav Yehuda that says that you can affect Temura. Vary Temura atzmada karban yachidu vein Temura osa Temura. So the Gemara says, what about the actual Temura itself? Meaning, what about the substituted animal? That animal is a karban yachid, and that you can't affect Temura with that animal. So kikatani beikar zivcha katani. So the Gemara finally says, look, you misunderstood the Mishnah really altogether. The Mishnah was not giving you all these subordinate cases. The Mishnah was giving you the principal zevach, meaning when it comes to the principal zevach, only the individual, not the community. And then once you say this, so then you can go back over some of the other answers that we gave, meaning we asked about the Vlad, and we said, oh, but the Vlad cannot affect Timur, and then the Gemara said, well, maybe our Mishnah is going like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, you know what, scratch that answer. Meaning, let's go back and say, no, our Mishnah is not talking about these derivatives. Our Mishnah is just talking about the principal carbon. Vis-a-vis the principal carbon, only an individual carbon can affect Temura, not a communal. Good. And then the Mishnah makes another statement, which again is not a blanket rule, can't be a blanket rule. Our Mishnah says that when it comes to the individual carbon, it can come from either male or female. Now, I gave you the example when we learned the Mishnah of Shlamim. Good. What's another example? Meaning an individual carbon that can either be male or female. So the Gemara says, "Vare ola the carbon yachidu v'zachar." V'zachar asya nekeva lo asya. So the Gemara says, first of all, how about the ola? Right? I want to bring an ola. My ola can only be male. It can't be female. So what's the Mishnah talking about when the Mishnah says, oh, an individual, he always has a choice, male and female. That's not true. If I want to bring an ola, it can only come male. So the Gemara says, "Aika ola sa'of titanya tamas v'zachros be'behema be'in tamas v'zachros be'ofos." So the Gemara says, well, sometimes a person, more likely a woman than a man, but sometimes the person brings a bird as an ola. And by birds, we don't discern between male and female. And as I point out many times, we can't discern between male and female. So, but the halacha says you don't have to try to figure it out. Meaning, so an ola bird could be female. Fine. So that's ola can be male or female by an individual. Hare chatas de carbon yachidu v'nekeva asya zachar lo asya. What about the carbon chatas? Rechman l'slan, I have to bring a carbon chatas. So I only have the choice of bringing female, not male. So the Gemara says, ha'ika sir nasi demaisi zachar. So the Gemara says, well, if the king has to bring a carbon chatas, we learned in Vayikra Perek Dalid, king's carbon chatas can come, not can come, must come male. So you see, even the chatas can be at times male. The ha'ika asham, yachid, the zachar asin, the keva law. See, what if I have to bring a carbon asham? Carbon asham can only come male, not female. So there's another example where I don't have a choice. So ki kamara banan, carbon deshavi bein biyachid bein bitzibar. Asham biyachid asya, bitzibar leisa. So one answer the Gemara says is, we're not really talking about asham. We're only talking about those carbonos that are could be brought both by the community and by the individual. Asham, there's no communal asham. There are individual asham, but there's no communal asham. So asham is not in the discussion. The only things that are in the discussion are things that could be brought by an individual and the community. Shlamim can be brought by an individual and community. Ola can be brought by an individual community. Same as chatas also. Good. Ibai zemi mi ketani kol karbanos yesh ba karbanos ketani. Or the Gemara finally says, you know, just a simpler answer. Meaning, our Mishnah is not giving you a blanket rule. Our Mishnah is just simply saying that for an individual, sometimes the carbon can have, you have a choice, male or female. By a community, you'll never have a choice. It's always going to be male. Good. Simple pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, we move on. Karbanos yachid chayavin ba'achriyusan. Minan emilatan rabbanan dvar yom b'yamam alami shekol hayom kasher lemusafin. When do you bring our carbon musaf? All day. When do you daven musaf? All day. Right. We don't have a carbon, so that's all we have left to talk about is just davening musaf. But all day is the mitzvah for carbon musaf. B'yamam. What, the Musaf? Yeah, in other words, right. You have to, right, right. The Tamids have to be the bookends for all the other Karbanos. So now, B'yomo means you only have that day. If you miss that day, you miss it. What if I brought the carbon, Musaf, and then that day I failed to bring the Nesachim? I might have thought, that's it, no need to bring the Nesachim anymore. Tamalama minchasam v'niskehem. Now, in the Gemara, it just simply says, Balayla, Rashi adds, and we're going to add as well, Afila Balayla. Minchasam niskehem, Afila lamachar. Okay? No. Once I bring the Karban Musaf that day, and I didn't bring the Nesachim, it's libations, I'll bring it that night, I'll bring it even tomorrow. Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha. Now, Reish Lakish is going to agree with the point, just a different source. Malvat Shabsos Hashem. Malvat Shabsos Hashem. What's that? What just happened over there? What kind of source is that? So Rashi explains. Rashi is a little bit lower than we are on the daf, like about 10 lines before the lines start getting wide. And the Hachik Siv Zevach Nesachim Dvar Yom B'Yomam, Malvat Shabsos Hashem. Umishim de darshin and smuchim dvar yom b'yom hakrav nesachim alvad osam shel shabbosos. The yom tov acher Shabbos hu. Rashi gives the following scenario. Let's say yom tov happens right after Shabbos. Hakrav nesachav im karbrosav v'akrav nesachim sheshachta etmol v'lo ikrafta. Meaning, bring all the nesachim. Not only today's nesachim, but if you forgot yesterday's, bring yesterday's nesachim as well. Okay. So I have now two sources that teach me that as long as I brought the Karban Musaf in its right time, Nesachim are brought even that night, even the next day. Well, no, you actually have more time after that, even 10 days later. I don't know why I say 10 days is because the Gemara elsewhere usually uses that as a number. I don't know if that's specific. I think it means really.
Because it's during the
Tzadik, is that why? Look, because I need both sources, because from the source of the first source, the Minchasam Niskehem, I might have thought I can't offer it at night. So that's why I need the Mavad Shabsos Hashem. And had I only had the Mavad Shabbos Hashem, I might have thought I could bring it the night after, but not any time after that. Now, that's a funny thought. Why would I have thought that? That I only have the night after, but not any time beyond that? So the Gemara says, you know why I would have thought that? Because even though, generally speaking, right, we were taught this from a very young age. How do I view a day in halacha? We start with the night, and then we move on to the day. Right, every day starts with the night prior. Right, vayhi erev, vayhi voker, yom echad, yom sheni. Right, that's generally speaking how it works. When does our Shabbos begin? Friday night, because Friday night is the beginning of Shabbos. Right, obviously, in the world of Karbanos, however, that's not true. Karban operates with a different clock. Karban starts with a day and then ends with the night, right? And you know that's true in the world of Karbanos, always. Meaning, for example, I have a Karban Chatos. I can only eat it for one day. What does that mean? I have this day and the following night, right? And for any Karban that's eaten for one day, Pesach is an exception, but in other words, okay, that's how it works. So here's what I would have thought. That this allowance, that if I fail to bring the Nesachim on the day that I brought its Musaf, so then I'm given the night after. Because the night's still connected to the day. That's what I would have thought. But if I miss the night, done. So it's tricha. So that's why I need both drashas. Unesachim ikreva balayla v'hatanan. The Gemara says, are you correct that Nesachim can be offered at night? V'hatanan. Ainli ala dvarim shadakim l'kar balayla. Kigone varma padarim. Shemakrivim mevo ha-shemesh. Limbs and fats of your karbanos can be offered at night, right? In other words, karban tamid, you shech during the day, you sprinkle the blood during the day, and you could burn the limbs during the day, but generally speaking, they were burnt at night.
Marv.
Right? That's what we have marv for. Things that are offered during the day. Now listen to the examples. Kigon. Hakomet alavono minchas nesachim. Shema'alan mevo hashemesh. Now here says the braisa, the komets, that's a fistful of flour for your kohen, for the mincha. Lavona, frankincense. And minchas nesachim can only be offered during the day. Shema'alan, they're offered mevo hashemesh. Now the Gemara makes a quick adjustment over here because it says mevo hashemesh, which means after sunset. Now that can't be because it says that we're offering it during the day. So just a quick adjustment of that braisa, ela im bahashemesh, before the sun sets. Before the sun sets, you're going to be offering these items. Shemit aklan va'ochlan kol alayla minayin tamalomer zos taras ha'ola riba. So, and they can continue to burn over the course of the evening. But you have to offer them during the day. Now, one of the things mentioned that are offered during the day are nesachim. And meanwhile, we just explained that nesachim could be offered at night. So, ketanimi en nesachim b'yom. Ama Rami Barchama lokasha kan likarish kan likariv. So Rami Barchama offers an answer. As an offering, as a suggestion, he says, well, maybe they are sanctified during the day and offered at night. Other way around. Sanctified at night and offered during the day. So Amale Rabbi, Imakdish Kashi, Kruva Mikrav. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Meaning if you could sanctify it at night, you could offer it at night. It's not accurate. Meaning if something's offered during the day, it could be sanctified during the day. If something's offered at night, it could be sanctified at night. If something could be offered both during the day and during the night, it could be sanctified during both. So you're simply not right. Meaning if the nesachim could be offered at night, you could sanctify it at night. Elam Rav Yosef, Same Minchas Nesachim. So Rav Yosef does the radical move, which is that if I have something in the Braisa that doesn't fit, expunge it, remove it from the Braisa. Same Minchas Nesachim Meha. So Meha Masnisa. Okay? So take it out of the Braisa, it doesn't belong, because we know Nesachim can be offered both during the day and at night as well. So when the Braisa says that these are the things that can be offered only during the day, and one of those things mentioned is nesachim, so Rav Yosef says, "Look, it's not pleasant, but right, it has to be done." Okay. Kisalik Rav Dimi, Ashkechal Rav Yirmiya, Diyasiv v'Ka'amar Mishmei de Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, Rav Dimi goes up to Eretz Yisrael, right? Rav Dimi shuttling back and forth all the time. So he goes up to Eretz Yisrael and he finds Rav Yirmiya. I like to change that to Rabbi Yirmiya. I know the Gemara, right? I know it says Rav Yirmiya, but we're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe.
Anyway, Rabbi Yirmiya, the Yosef Kamer Meshed Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, and he quotes the name of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Minayin L'Nesachim Habayim Im Azevach, She'ein craven ela bayom. Nesachim that come together with a carbon should be offered only during the day. Tamalam l'schem l'sham echem. Mashlamim bayom af nesachim bayom. So just like the carbon is offered during the day, nesachim, the libations, the accessory to the carbon, is offered only during the day as well. Amar. Now, when he hears this, his response goes like this. I'ashkechei Diksiv igarta shachele le Rav Yosef. If I could write a letter to Rav Yosef, here's what I would write. Velo tisme minchas nesachim mimasnisen. And I would not have done his very aggressive move of removing it from the braisa. And here's what I would have done. Velo kashya kan b'nesachim abay mimazavach. Here's how we're gonna say it. Nesachim sometimes can only be offered during the day. Nesachim can sometimes be offered during the night and during the day. Nesachim that are offered bifnei atzman, independently. So they could be offered at night. Nesachim that are dependent, meaning that are coming in conjunction with a karban, can only be offered during the day, like the karban itself. Makes sense. Meaning that if a nesachim are accessories to a karban, it will have to follow the rule of the karban. Karban can only be brought during the day. Nesachim can only be brought during the day. But if the nesachim are being consecrated independently, just as nesachim, so then you have the latitude of either during the day or during the night. Okay. V'lo kasha, okay, fine. That's, right, pause at this moment in time. So Rav Yirmiyah says, that's what I would have answered, and then I would not have to have done what Rav Yosef did, which is removed the Nesachim from the Braisa. You could have kept it in the Braisa, it still would have fit in the Braisa. Okay. Now, Rav Yirmiyah has an interesting... By the way, Rav Yirmiyah, one of the reasons why I paused, just give a little insight into what goes on in my head, although most of the time it's better I don't. Rav Yirmiyah was one of those Amorayim who could not, who did not like the Torah that was being taught in Bavel, right? He was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yirmiyah says that the Torah that was taught in Bavel, it's confusing. It's, you know, he was the one who said that they live in dark places. He's speaking about the Babylonians. They live in dark places, and therefore, you know, their teachings are dark. This would be a good example of that, meaning they struggled with the Braisa. And Rav Yosef, the Babylonian, said, well, why don't we take it out of the Braisa? And Rav Yirmiyah, when he hears that, says, oh my gosh, right? Don't do that. Meaning, I'll give you a good explanation of the Braisa as it stands. So, you know, there's a, at least in my mind, and I'm not saying I'm right, but there, you know, that tension between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel in terms of how to learn and things that you could do when you're learning. And, you know, Rav Yosef, you know, is okay with cutting things out. Okay. Anyway, one of the things that Rav Yirmiyah said is that I would write a letter and send it to Rav Yosef. Right? Interesting Gemara coming up. Famous Gemara coming up. Famous because I knew it. But interesting Gemara coming up. The Gemara says, "Mi efshal mishachay." I'm sorry. "V'i havale igratav." I could write a letter, so I would have sent it. So, what do you mean? What was he suggesting? He was making the radical suggestion of writing things down. You can't do that. You're not allowed to write things down. If you write down halachas, now halachas over here does not mean laws. Halachas over here means Torah Shabbat. Meaning anything that's not Chumash, and not Navi, and not Ksuvim, right? Torah Sheba'al Peh. So anything. So if you write that down, meaning, I'll get to that in a second. So meaning what I'm reading right now, what we're all reading right now. If you write that down, Kosei Halachas Kesar Fatar, it's like you're burning the Torah. Now I know that's very strong language. Rashi over here writes Kesar Fatar. What does that mean? It's like you're burning the Torah. So Rashi's first pshat, ingenious first pshat of Rashi. Shein matzilin asam b'Shabbos memnei hadleika. Remember back in Shabbos, it's toward the end of Shabbos, one of the later parakim of Shabbos. 20? 21? Okay. I don't have it specific in my head. But towards the end of Shabbos, we learned that if your house is on fire, so on Shabbos, so you can't put out the fire. One of the hardest halachas. Really difficult.
How many books
right? But what you can do is you can go in there and you could save. Save a couple of meals so that you can at least enjoy your Onik Shabbos. You'll enjoy the meals, even though your house is burnt. But, okay, it's just a house. So the, and Sifrei Kodesh, right? Sifrei Kodesh, you can go in and you can save. Now, interesting, what Sifrei Kodesh can you save? Only Sfarim that you're allowed to write down. Meaning Chumash, Navi, Ksuvim, Tanakh. Those you can go into the house and those you can take out and save. But But if it's not, it's Torah, but not Torah Shebechsav, what we call Torah Shebal Peh, can't save that. So that, Rashi says, that's what the pshat is. Kosve halachus kesor fitor, it's like you're burning the Torah. Rashi's first pshat, ingenious, meaning if your house is on fire on Shabbos, you have to let it burn. Or Rashi says, another pshat, lishnachrina, sha'asa l'sha'osam ksuvim de Torah Shebal Peh. Right, the second pshat is you actually have to burn it. Meaning, you're not allowed to leave those around. Got to burn it. It's Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh, by design, was supposed to be Baal Peh. Okay. V'halomim mehem eino notos chayin. Then the Gemara makes another very strong statement. And by the way, if you're reading Torah Shebal Peh out of a book, kind of like what we're doing right now, if you're reading it from, you do not get reward for that. Meaning, that's not how you're supposed to do it. Supposed to do a Baal Peh, supposed to learn it by heart. Okay, so what the Gemara, let's just deal with the Gemara, and then afterwards I'll discuss a little bit about what's happened historically. But in the meantime, how can Rabbi Yirmiyah make the suggestion and say, right, oh my gosh, if I could, I'd write it down right now. Well, it's funny. Maybe part of his suggestion was I can't write it down, but the Gemara is assuming he actually would have written it down given the opportunity. So, Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani mitorgamei Dereish Lakish Kasav Echad Amar Kasav Lachas Advarim Ha'ela Bekasav Echad Amar Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ha'ela Lomar Lecha Dvarim Shapi Yatar Rishayla Amaran Beksav Ushe Beksav Yatar Rishayla Amaran Al Peh. And you know you can't do that. Things that are meant to be written down are written down. Things that are meant to be given Baal Peh have to be kept Baal Peh. V'tan de Be'er Rav Yishmael, and let's just hammer this point one more time. Kasav l'chas adraim ha'ela ha'ela ela atakosev avayin atakosev halachos. You can only write these, meaning Torah Shebechsav, but you can't write Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, so this is now the question mark. This is now the summation of the question against Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah, how could you have made that radical proposal that you were ready to write things down, things that should have been kept oral? So Amri Dilma Milsa Chadata Shani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's a chiddush. Maybe we have a heter, we have a special dispensation that if it's a davar chiddush, if it's something which is novel, so that you're allowed to write down. The Harab Yochan Veish Lakish Ma'ina B'Stifer Da'agadata B'Shabata. Vidarshi, Hachi. In fact, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish were Ma'ayin. They looked into Sifrei Agadata, what we would call Medrash, right? And they would look at it even on Shabbos. And this is what they would say. Eis la'asos la'ashem, eifer asor secha. That sometimes, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, there are times where you have to be mefer. You have to abrogate. So you have to abolish Torah in order to suspend Torah, right? Powerful concept, right? Somewhat of a dangerous concept, but you have to abolish Torah in order to uphold Torah. So Amri Mutav Teyakir Torah ve'altish takech Torah. So you uproot Torah in order to uphold Torah, right? I'm sorry, lo tishakech Torah miyisrael. So Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan allowed certain things to be written down so that on Shabbos they can look at it on Shabbos. So same thing over here. This answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah, which is that you're allowed, I would have written this down, given the opportunity, by what right? It's a chiddush. And because it's a chiddush, so therefore he was given the allowance to write it down. Good. Good. All right, a couple quick things, and then we're going to move on to the Gemara. So Tosfos over here asks a very famous question, which is as follows, meaning there are two sides to this coin. Before I get to Tosfos, right? I'm sure everyone knows this, but just might as well spell it out. Obviously, we're learning Mishnah, we're learning Gemara, and we do it every day. Baruch Hashem. Okay, and we're doing it out of what looks to me to be a book. All right, and it was written down. So, right, we all know the story. I'm just saying it over. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi took this idea of Eis La'asos La'Hashem, and he went with it, meaning that it was after the destruction of the Second Temple. And Rav Yehuda Anasi is already a couple generations after that. The temple was destroyed in 70. Rav Yehuda Anasi, approximately 150, right? And so, and he realized at that point in time, We no longer have a base of Mikdash. We don't have a central Jewish autonomy. We're scattered. We got to write this down. Even though I know we're not supposed to write it down, even though the Gemara says it's right, it's kesarif haTorah, it's like you're burning the Torah, even though the Gemara speaks in such strong language, but if I don't write it down, it's going to get lost, and at this point in time, it's got to be written down. And so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi basically employed the concept of Eis Lasos Hashem. Even when he wrote it down, everyone knows he only wrote down Mishnayos, which are just basically headings, right? It was almost like code. And so what we were supposed to do is read the Mishnah and then go over all the explanation. But as the years progressed, and a lot of that explanation was kind of getting lost, and some of it was subject to a little bit of debate, which we experience every day here in the Gemara. So then they further wrote it down, and that is the Gemara. And then Rashi, and then Tosfos, and then, you know, that the rest of the story, as they say. So that's point number one, which is we have Torah Shebaal Peh to a certain degree written down. Okay, that is. Did they write anything down prior to the Mishnah? What do you think? Yes or no? Yeah, the Rambam writes that prior to the Mishnah, everyone had notes. Personal notes were okay. That's the right. The just right. Not for publication, but everyone had their private notes that they kept with them. So when they were, in other words, everything was spoken orally, one to another, Torah Shebaal Peh. But then when they, you know, when they needed just a little bit of memory aid, so they were allowed to write down some notes, private notes. Anyway, that's the Rambam. Tosfos over here deals with the following. The Gemara here issues a ruling, which is that things which are meant to be kept oral, you can't write down. Things that are meant to be written down, you can't say orally. Right? So if you look at Tosfos, top Tosfos on this page. Seems like a lot of people do the following. They say mizmorim. He's talking about Pesukei Dezimra. Right? And they do so by heart. Okay. Some people daven out of a sitter. It's better to daven out of a sitter. But Tosfos acknowledges that people say it by heart. Now, by what right do they have to say it by heart? Meaning mizmorim, that's Tehillim. You can't say it by heart, as the Gemara over here just told us. Alright, so Tosfos gives an answer, which is, well, right, it's Tehillim, maybe the Hakpada, maybe we should only, we really only need to be careful by Chumash. Amnam kasha hechi karinim vayoshev v'kriya shema. So the Gemara says, okay, but apparently back then Sidurim were not that common, and people would say Shema by heart, and people would say Vayosha, which is the beginning of Azar Asher, by heart. And that's part of Chumash, and by what right do they have to do that? Tosfos gives an interesting suggestion, which is that the only time that you cannot, if it's something which is ksav, and you can't say a baal peh, is only if I'm fulfilling someone else's obligation. So, example by Kiddush, right? If I'm saying Kiddush, now Kiddush starts off with a paragraph that comes out of Chumash, right? Bracious by Yechulu. Right, that's right.
During the day.
Yeah, that's not right. But during the day, for sure, that's just a minhag. So I'm not sure. That may not be a good example. What would be a good example where I have to read Pesukim in order to be mostly somebody else?
At night, I guess it's
night for Kiddush. Right, Vayichul at night. Shema, if I'm saying it for somebody else. Right? So Tosfos makes a suggestion that if I'm mostly somebody else, then I have to read it out of a sefer, and I cannot say it by heart. Okay.
Megillah, you can't read it by heart.
Right, Megillah also would be a good example. Megillah cannot read by heart. You have to read it out of a cloth.
He says today, if there's a fire, you can save the Gemara.
Yeah?
Changed.
Right, okay. I understand. Okay, let's just do a little bit more for today, and then we're going to wrap it up. Right. Now, understood, but interesting. Now, Mutav Teakatar, right? The Crave Mount Philip Island is Dominus Sachem Amarev Papa. Okay? Just a little bit more for today. Hasha Dominus Sachem Abam Bifneasrum Crave Mount Philip Alayla. Good. So now, you offer Nesachim by themselves, meaning not connected to a carbon. You can offer them even at night. Nizdab Nesachim Malayla, Makdishim Malayla, Makriven. So if you have Nesachim that come to you at night, so you could be Makdish them, and you can offer them at night. Amalei Rav Yosef Breid, Rav Shmaila, Rav Papa, Tanya Demesai Elach. I'm going to cite a brisa that supports you. But if you're makdish nesachim at night, and then for whatever reason you delay and you don't offer it the whole night, comes the morning, they now are disqualified. Right. Chova beregel avar minidrechem unidvosechem limid al nedarim unedavos shekraven becholo shalmoed. You know what? Let's okay. I'm gonna speed read through this. I'll stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up right from the word kiasa ravdimi. Okay, more discussion about when karbanos can be brought. Okay, a little bit more to finish today. Nazirus coming up tomorrow. New Mishnah. Okay, I'll stop over here. Learning this morning is Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu ben Yitzchak, and for continued Rufu Shlema for Rafael Zakai Avram ben Yakira Avigail. Okay. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Maros Kesh Baruch Lazak Zofich Achir Ben Tzor Mitzvah Shenem Anach Hafei Tzimantzikol Yagdut Torvi Yagir.